All right, sweet. What's up, everybody? I'm Jacob, and I am here at Y1 Brisbane staffing the MAD DTS, which we'll talk about a little bit in a sec. But we're exploring some options of creativity and ways to share a little bit more about what we do here on the Y1 campus, but also what happens in the MAD DTS, which is super exciting. So this podcast is one of those ways. Yeah, and we're going to be inviting people on. We'll share a little bit about that later. But I'm also here with our school leader for the MAD DTS, one of our school leaders. We have two this year. They're co-leading together, and his name's Hayden. I'll let him tell a little bit more about kind of where he's from. What's up?
Yeah. Hey, guys. How's it going? My name's Hayden. I'm originally from Oregon in the States, but I've been with YWAM Brisbane for about 3 years now. And I've been leading one of our DTSs for the past 2 years-ish, 1 year, but two schools. Anyway,
yeah.
We can edit that out. but pretty much what the DTS is like, it's a discipleship training school is what it stands for. And it's kind of our main like training focus at YWAM. And yeah, it's just a 6-month course where we like kind of train missionaries pretty much, and like give people a real solid like biblical foundation. We try to teach a biblical foundation for them to kind of live the rest of their lives with. And yeah, it's cool because we get the chance to like with the DTS the way it is we can actually like theme them kind of. So there's like a bunch of crazy themes. There's like backpacking and hiking, and so you can kind of choose something that is strikes your interest or like is something that you're passionate about.
What were the
about.
Ones you were talking about the other day?
Oh, like, man,
super crazy.
I didn't know this, but someone brought to my attention there's a clown DTS. Like you can go do a discipleship training school and be a clown.
I guess for the Lord. Clown for the Lord.
Yeah. It must be have something to do with like children's ministry or
I don't know, man. That's
clown
so
ministry.
That's so crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If you're into being a clown, you can go do a clown DTS. Yeah. But here we have the MAD DTS.
Yeah.
Which is our creative DTS. MAD stands for music, art, and dance, but it's like covers photography, videography, and cafe as well. So yeah, we're a creative school. We do a lot of like different projects throughout the year, throughout the time that the students are here. And one of the things like we wanted to do, like as a creative outlet, but also to kind of let people on the outside kind of join the process of going through a DTS, is have this podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
Which we have the setup to do it, so we figured why not?
Yeah, for sure. It's pretty cool. Like, we actually, part of the MAD school is that we have a recording studio here on campus, which is pretty sweet for the students to be able to, like, actually get into the studio and record some of their own music and work together in a team. And so over the years, we've gotten to, like, expand the studio quite a bit to where now we have podcast equipment in here, and our sound, like, is set up to where we can run that through the program. So yeah, it's pretty sweet that we can use it. I think our heart for it is like for families back home who have people here on DTS to be like, what are they learning? Like, who are they with? Like, who's teaching them? Who are their staff members? And I know when I was on DTS, I would call home or something. I'd be like, oh, I'm hanging out with Jason, or I'm hanging out with, you know, whoever. And they're like, who is that? You know? And they're like looking at pictures on Facebook and they're trying to figure it out. But I think it'd be cool I think this is a cool way on the podcast to bring in students and staff members that like families get to hear from their hearts and be like, oh, that's really cool that like my son or daughter, or like whether they're a student or a staff member here at YWAM Brisbane, is like they're getting to hang out and spend time with that person. And like that person has a really quality heart and like passion for the Lord, and which is cool.
Yeah. Dude, I think it's funny, man. A lot of times you'll hear people, like the students that come and do the school are like, yeah, I haven't talked to my parents in like a month or like 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes like, we even get sometimes we get phone calls here like, hey, can we like, can you put our son on the phone? Because it's like a lot of people's first time away from home, and like, it's not that they like don't want to talk to their parents or whatever, but
right, they get so caught up in the moment and like what's happening,
yeah,
hanging out with people that they met,
yeah. But it's cool, like if you can be like, oh, mom, like listen to this podcast that I was on or that my school leaders do, or like,
yeah, totally,
whatever. Then they actually, it's like a really easy way to keep up with people and like hear from different perspectives what's happening in their lives. And
yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And like from both aspects, like the spiritual side of like what they're learning in lectures and like classes, but also like the art side.
Yeah.
You know, of like, I came here to grow in music or grow in art or, yeah, and like to be able to hear kind of how that process is going. And yeah, it's pretty cool. It's almost like gives parents and family and friends like an insight into what their loved one is learning, even if it's not them on the podcast actually sharing, you know, it could be somebody in the same music track, you know, saying, oh, we've been writing songs. And so then that mom knows like, oh, like my son's probably writing songs. Yeah. Like I can message him and tell him to send me the song, know? So I think that's a cool way too. And yeah, I think it'll be cool too, because like even students who are wanting to come do a DTS, even if it's not with us at YWAM Brisbane, just in general in YWAM, kind of gives them some insight into like what the process looks like, and
to hear from people that are actually going through it at the moment.
And yeah, totally.
Like hearing the experiences that people are having. If you're interested in that, like it's a cool, easy way to like get that
insight. To get the feel and to like know that if you're like straight out of high school, that it's like not that crazy to leave your home country and like come do DTS in Australia or wherever in the world, you know. But like to hear about someone else who's doing a DTS currently, who's like, I just dropped everything and went, you know, and like be like, okay, I guess it's not that crazy, like I can take a leap of faith and go for it, you know.
Yeah, be inspired by other people's stories.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
It's cool, man.
So the hope is that we'll every week we'll be able to bring somebody in, whether that's a staff member or a student, and just kind of sit down and chat and have a conversation and ask them how the DTS is going, kind of some stuff they're learning. Maybe they'll share a little bit of their story, how they got here and kind of what God's doing right now. And then maybe even like their plans and what they feel like God's speaking into the future. And yeah, I don't know, just kind of have a genuine conversation with them. And
Yeah,
just kind of see where it goes and give people a better idea of who they are and everything.
Yeah. I'm really excited, dude. You know, I think another thing, like not just to like help keep people informed and like what we're doing, like parents and even like letting people kind of enter into the experience that we're having, you know?
Yeah.
But like, I actually think for the people, the students that get to come and be a part of this, it'd be a really cool way to for them to kind of exercise their creativity and have some conversations about the things that they're learning about and growing into, kind of,
yeah, it's like processing almost.
Yeah. And like knowing that they're actually sharing that with people around the world.
Okay, so tell us about this week, what's been happening on the Mad DTS.
Yeah, okay, so we just started like 2 weeks ago ish. Right.
Not even like a week and a half.
Yeah, it feels like really long
time. It does feel like it's been 2 or 3 weeks.
But so we started like a week and a half ago, and throughout the course of the school, like we have every morning we have lectures for like 2 to 3 hours, and we bring people from around Australia, around Brisbane, some international speakers,
and most of them are like pastors or have been long-term missionaries, or they're like long-term staff within YWAM.
So they come and they kind of they have a topic that they share on for a few days to a week, like And we just had Elena Chiobo, who's a longtime YWAMer. She's kind of a legend.
She did like the first DTS or something.
Did she really?
It was something like that. She did like the first ever, like, maybe School of Evangelism or something like that.
Oh.
In Switzerland.
In Lausanne.
Yeah, I think so.
That's epic.
Someone was telling me that. Maybe that's a lie. Maybe they were just telling me that. But if so, I was like, dude, she's actually a legend.
If she did that.
Because I think she's like pretty good friends with like Lauren and Darlene Cunningham. Yeah. And like she like knows all the like big YWAM people.
Yeah.
Because she's been around for forever.
Well, she's like oversees all the DTSs in like the South Pacific and Southeast Asia.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So she like she's the national.
She's kind of like quality control for the DTS.
Yeah,
almost.
Yeah, exactly.
She kind of like goes around and makes sure that like people are staying on curriculum and everything's biblical. Mm-hmm. And her and a team. There's like 10 or 12 of them, I think.
Yeah,
that
I
like
think so.
Oversee that.
Something like that.
So she's like pretty legit.
Dude, she's sick.
Yeah.
She's a legend within YWAM, and then even just. She came and shared on the character and nature of God and like the things that she shared. I don't know, man. Her content was really good. Like she had a lot of really great things to say about like God's character and nature and how, I don't know, just real quick, like we kind of, I lost it. But she had a lot of good things to say.
Dude, it was so much, actually. Yeah. It's like drinking from a fire hydrant, honestly, because you're just like... And she was super passionate. I, like, love the fact how passionate she was about it.
Yeah, that's the thing I think
Which
was
I think
the
at
coolest.
First, at first, like, if you don't know her or never met her, you're like, who the heck is this loud Aussie?
Yeah.
Who's, like, just screaming about God to me. But she... Like, just her, like, passion for who God is, mm-hmm. is, like, in and of itself is, like, inspiring to, like, seek after that kind of, like, knowledge and wisdom and who he is, you know?
Yeah. That was the coolest thing about it is, like, she was so... I feel like she just carries this thing where, like, she just stokes everybody up.
Yeah.
And kind of challenges them to get out of their shell a little bit and be as passionate as she is for the things that she's talking about.
Yeah.
And like, man, even for like the staff, I feel like it was a challenge because she was like pushing us to be more vocal in class and like share the things that God was putting on our hearts in the middle of class. And it's just like a time when you normally you're just like there to sit and learn and kind of listen.
Yeah.
She was like, no, you need to get up and share and, yeah, pass the mic around. Pass the mic around.
Yeah,
we need this to be mic'd.
Yeah, totally. Like she is huge. I also like really loved how, cause like character nature of God is like, it's not necessarily a topic that is like controversial in the church.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like a lot of people growing up have like, especially if they've grown up in church, have experienced some sort of teaching on character of God.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the attributes of who he is, but I think she did an awesome job. Like one of the things that stood out to me was like her emphasis on like you can know about God and have the knowledge of who he is, but never actually experience him.
Yeah.
And how she really I could feel like the almost the tension, you know, in the students and staff of like, oh shoot, like she's kind of calling me out right here, you know, like where she's like, you can know God's loving, but if you've never experienced his love, then like what is that knowledge for?
Yeah.
You know, and just pushing us to like really press in quiet times and in like community with each other to like, how do I experience his love or his faithfulness or, you know, whatever attribute it is. And like, I think that, I don't know, it's like a simple challenge, but like with her passion connected to that challenge, it was like a, almost like you're getting called out a little bit and it like makes you like evaluate like, oh shoot, like I'm going to have to like press into some of this a little deeper.
Yeah. That dude, it was really cool. I think my, like growing up and just going to church, like going to Sunday school and like, you're right, the church does kind of talk about the attributes of God and stuff. at least like in my experience.
Yeah.
And it's, but I never really had an experience where it was more than like just like head knowledge, you know, until I came to YWAM. And I, you know, I was not saying YWAM is like
the answer or whatever. Yeah.
But it's like cool that we get an opportunity to examine like the things that we believe and actually think like, okay, is this just something that I have heard and like believe because it was taught to me, or am I going to actually like let this get into my spirit and become right. someone like become something that I actually believe and live out from like right. that place of knowing it deeply, you know?
Yeah. I think why I don't know, for me, that's like one of the reasons why I'm really like, was life changing for me. It was not necessarily because of what speakers were on my school or
yeah.
like anything like that, but it was like YWAM creates such a culture where you are getting information that's biblical and that is like good truth, but at the same time, like you're having to like put it into action at the same exact moment.
Yeah.
And or at least like try.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, within community or yeah. within like outreach, or you know, YWAM's so good at like partnering the knowledge, the head knowledge, with the action.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think like, yeah, I think it's cool to see, especially for students too, like now that we're on staff and you've gone through the DTS and you've yeah. seen how it like challenged you and pushed you out of your comfort zone and like made you like wrestle with these things yeah. to like see from the outside looking in, kind of like
you're like, oh, there, that's yeah. them dude.
You can like kind of smile and be like, yeah, I was there, dude. Yeah, like yeah, yeah. It's not fun, but like it's gonna be awesome when you finish, because like even still, we're still working through things as staff, but like you see the wrestling
yeah.
in the midst of like, I think I understand what they're teaching, and like I'm gonna try to practice it out this week, you mm-hmm. know, and having people in community to kind of like work that with you.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, for me, I think YWAM's like unique in that.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
like, it's not just like a retreat or something where you're just like getting information, or it's not just a conference where you're receiving from a speaker,
mm-hmm.
but you're actually like combining basically mission trips with yeah. like conference style of yeah. like passionate speakers who yeah. are like really pouring in good truth into your life, which is pretty neat.
Yeah, it's like, that's a really good way of putting all that.
Yeah,
that's good.
Sweet. So what's ahead? What's next week?
Or well, next week. Well, tomorrow. Today is, I don't know when you'll hear this, but today is Thursday, if it matters.
Right.
Tomorrow we have a local pastor named Grant Wendell coming in. He's just speaking one day on, he's going to share a little bit about the body of Christ and like the role of the church.
That's cool.
And then next week we have a guy from the Sunny Coast coming in all week, pretty much. His name's David Beal. And he's going to be sharing on Hearing the Voice of God, which I'm really excited about.
That's cool.
That's usually like,
that's kind of a keynote like week.
Yeah.
Is like hearing the voice of God.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people struggle with that.
The first few weeks of the DTS are usually kind of some bigger topics
yeah.
that like set the stage for everything else. And hearing God's voice is such a big one because
right.
like that, I guess that like process of like learning it, but also applying it to your life isn't just something that we think should be taken into our own hands and like figured out by ourselves, but we actually like really want to include God in that process mm-hmm. of like, how do I apply these things and be speaking to him about like, what does this mean for my life and
what do I do with it? Yeah.
Yeah. Have that relational process with him.
Yeah. Totally.
And so we always try to hit that first is so that people can kind of get some principles and some for yeah. like how to do that, you know? So.
That's cool. I think I've heard Grant Wendell speak before.
Yo, he's awesome.
I don't know if I've heard David Beal.
I've never heard David Beal.
So I'm kind of excited.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I've never met him. So I'm going to meet him like for the first time on Sunday. Sick. And he's coming in. But I've heard really good things about him.
That's
like
cool.
from people that have heard him speak. And know him personally.
Because he's spoken on other schools here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
some on the Sunny Coast, I think.
Yeah. He's on staff there in the Sunny Coast.
Oh, he is on staff. Okay.
Yeah. So, that's coming up. And then possibly with the podcast, we may be having Elena Chiobo come in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And maybe talk about a little bit about what she shared with us this week.
Yeah.
Which would be really cool because it'd be and awesome to hear for more you guys about to hear it.
Even to hear more about, like, what she actually does, you know, with YWAM around the world. Like,
yeah.
Just more from, because we're like, I think she does that. You know, like, she does this. But, like, to hear kind of, like, some of the nitty-gritty of, like, what she actually contributes to the organization of YWAM and some of the places she's been. And I sat with her at lunch yesterday, and she just some of the stuff was, like, she was sharing, like, some stories of when she's been on outreaches and, like, some of them were just, like, unreal, you know? Yeah. Like, you're just like, what the heck, dude? Like, she's seen so many crazy places and, like, been... So it'd be cool to talk to her and hear...
She's really fun to talk to, too.
Yeah, she's pretty excited.
She kind of gets it. Like, I don't know how to explain it. She just gets it. And you're in a conversation with her.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And then we'll bring in some... Try to start bringing in some students soon. Yeah. I think that'd be cool. I'd love to bring in some students and... Get them sharing about what they're learning so far and what they're doing in their different tracks with the MAD DTS. So, it'd be fun.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan. Maybe do like a little outro.
Okay.
Like, next time on Heart Radio. Heart Chats.
Heart Chats with students and staff. Yeah, cool. So, this podcast is brought to you by YWAM Brisbane. No, but we seriously do. We're like super thankful that we get to be a part of an organization that's so releasing and letting us like explore creativity and explore the arts and just the generosity of like so many people, our family and friends, but also people here in Brisbane who have donated to YWAM Brisbane to see what God is doing be advanced. And so it allows us to do things like this podcast where we have microphones in a studio and like the resources available to do that. So we're really thankful for that. And if you guys want to know more about YWAM or what we do here at YWAM Brisbane, y'all can check out our website. I think it's just ywambrisbane.com.
Yeah,
it's pretty simple. Or check us out on Facebook, Instagram. You can see a little bit more. Instagram tells
at YWAM Brisbane.
Instagram tells a little bit more about kind of the day to day with the schools and ministries here. Our website's kind of more general information about kind of what the schools involve and all the application stuff. So if you're interested in doing a DTS, check out the website for sure. If you want to just kind of follow along with what's happening here day to day, Instagram's probably the place to do it. But stay tuned. We'll be releasing stuff on Facebook and our website and Instagram about when the podcast will be coming out each week. And so, just stay tuned for that and we'll let you know.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Cool.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.